This is the technical difficulties, and This is the technical difficulties, and we've all been on adventures. And today it is Chris's turn to do show and tell.
Good.
Sorry to interrupt you mid yawn there.
Sorry, like he's in a gentleman's 19th century gentleman's club. Sorry,
sorry, just
Brandy.
I mean, do you want to introduce or do you just want to roll?
Crack on.
Right. Roll VT.
What are you doing?
waiting for a boat to move.
Waiting for a boat to move.
Yeah, waiting in the queue.
And the G&Ts to arrive.
So, it turns out you have to queue to go down the stairs. So, cooking on a boat.
Nope. Aha.
To do this, we had to get a rental for 3 days. We had to get a full holiday rent. Got this call like 2 days before. It's like, do they want to come down and stay on it then? It's like, what? Turns out couldn't, so...
Oh, no.
So he had this boat for 2 days, and then we swung up, and the guy had jokingly said in one of the emails that he wanted bacon sandwiches, so I'd taken him at his word, swung by M&S.
Cooking on a canal boat.
No, he was just cooking on a canal boat, because you have to wait for your go to go up and downstairs.
Right, so, which stairs?
Bingley Five Rise.
Ah, I thought it might be.
Which, to be honest, it was more about the locks, because I've... I just always wanted to go on a lock gate, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought, if you're going to have a go on a lock gate, have a go on lots of lock gates whatever else. So the rest of the video is probably just me puffing and blowing and going, holy hell!
I thought it'd either be Five Rise or Farmers Rise in Birmingham, because they're like the two big staircase things.
Yeah, but this one's in Yorkshire.
It's better.
Yorkshire.
Much better.
Yorkshire.
We're a lot closer to that wee bridge now, which is the Q4, going to ride down that. Final bacon update. Sandwich.
What the f***? Was that?
That is what you can get on a Sunday morning at M&S petrol station.
No.
In Bingley. I blame you for this, West Yorkshireman.
What?
This is all on you.
Not my part of West Yorkshire, too. It's not about the bacon. You've got the bacon hanging out either side.
I'm sorry. I didn't realise we were precious.
I'm sorry. The main problem is, where's the butter?
Probably still in M&S.
Explain Bingley Five Rise to me, because I don't know what this is. It's a chain of locks.
Yeah. Is it?
Oh, so it's five tall, locks.
It's five locks, completely back to back. They're all different heights, because there are longer runs and more and whatever else. But this is the highest rise over the shortest distance. Yeah.
It's a canal that has to go down a hill, but because of the locks, you can go up it or down it.
Yeah, and it really does go bang, 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 bang.
It's kind of the slope it's going down is quite steep. It's like that.
The walk up, you're not mucking about.
And you can only... You've got to have a boat going down. You can't be going bi-directionally, can you?
That was why the opening comment is we're waiting for a go on the stairs.
Yeah.
Because we had to wait for an hour for the next down pass.
Right, so it's
does it take it in turns? This hour you can go down, that hour you can go up.
Up to two in, down.
Oh, together? Like, side by side? So they can't, like, get two in, get them across, get another two in, and do a pass?
No, because it's got to empty and fill, hasn't it?
Yeah, of course. I think for safety's sake and various other things. No, there's two boats in the system at any given time.
I mean, a long time in the past, when safety concerns were less of a thing, who knows what you've got away with.
Yeah. just open the gate, surf it down, you'll be fine.
Mirarm. This is what I do with my young son. Mirarm, that's it. And then, can you find your other arm?
No.
That little hole there. Well, can you find... You got it. You're right. And then, what we can do is we can... hang on, you've tangled.
There we go.
There you go.
Like a grown-up.
Don't worry. I'm not going to be operating any heavy machinery. This is fine.
Back into it and shove.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not as heavy as you'd think. Weirdly relaxing.
I've just opened a bit of a lock. But there's also a swing bridge in the way, which my man Miles is now opening. What it looks like's happened there is perhaps there was a cut. And I was told what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not, for example, that the hairy man that you could just see in the back of shot went, come on.
Oh, okay. That's it. You just got to guide him down there.
He set off. And he just sort of shouted back, right, we're doing it. Right.
You've got your time slot. Crack on. Not hanging around.
Yeah, every second you wait is a second that someone at the bottom's not...
That's what I call Yorkshire tuition.
Yeah. It's normally fully volunteer operated. Now, there used to be a lock keeper, and obviously some people, you generally, if you cruising a canal, you do your own locks. But this is such a big deal, and they're so demon. But even in spite of all that, it was just like, well, you go it.
Because for those, you know, for people who don't, you know, with canals and everything, you've got to get the water level right, haven't you, to enter and exit.
You've got to do that. But it's more that there is a lip on the high end.
Yeah.
And if your boat is over the lip on the high end...
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, can I just double check something here? So you start off on a canal that's at this height.
Yep.
And then there's a lock, which can have water level of either this height or that height.
That's right.
So you need to get the water in here that high, then you open the gate, you drive in,
yep.
And then you need to make sure you're arse isn't sticking over the top.
Yeah, and you're not snagging.
And then that comes down.
That comes down, and then if you're lucky, the next one will meet up, or you might have to fill that, or, yeah.
Yeah, you got to make sure, it's like an airlock, isn't it? You got to make sure the one you're going into.
And I assume there are pumps somewhere to...
Nope.
It is all down.
It's all gravity fed.
Okay. So any time someone goes through those locks, water is kind of leaking out of the top canal downwards. I think they have to conserve that.
There's ponds and stuff as well.
Yeah, there's all kinds of runnels. And I mean, there's bypasses either side. Otherwise, it'd just be butting up, and there was plenty of water when I was doing
it. So it is just rain that fills the top one.
Oh.
I assume.
Oh, it's a whole network. They have to do management on that.
You need a canal engineer. It took me until three locks to work out how the little doors that let the water in work.
But that's why it's volunteer, because if you mess this up, you mess up the height of the water, either you're going to really delay people, or you could get one overtopping into the next one, which would be even worse, because then you can actually drain them by accident and all that.
Yeah, there's mysteries to it that were not revealed to me because I was told to go and push these gates. Right.
I will say, by some of the knowledge I'm displaying here, I have done canal boaty stuff when I was younger. I've done the whole thing and I kind of know some of the technique in it.
I've done it once. I think I've told you this story once. I let go of the windlass, the thing you used to...
Oh!
And it whacked me squarely.
Say, did you get chinned? Yeah.
I like this chap's herb gone.
Sorry, I'm a professional idiot and they're watching me make a fool of myself.
Champion!
Everyone ready?
Oh, yeah, it was on one of the 30-odd degree days, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right. From a pleasant maft stain on my bike.
So you crank the windlass, the big, massive Allen key.
Not that you're allowed to see on there.
Hey!
Yes, there's the one.
That opens the flaps.
You so carry on. This gates, is more fun with you doing.
The gates have there's flaps.
There's two in the gates, which is what I was doing first, and these two open a run.
Round
the side that flows underneath you, yeah.
And there are two boats in there, and one of those boats is the one you're using.
Yeah, I'm the red one.
How many runs a day do you do?
Very.
No,
we might only do three or four.
Right,
another day we might
do.
And
since
when
I arrived, you were all going back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, this time of year it's tends to be
busy.
Yeah,
well,
that'd be good to know.
Right.
Give it a touch, and then tug away.
You must never do that.
Right, so what happened there? Because the windlass slipped off, right?
Windlass slipped off, and it just started to drop the gate, and I can't remember what that does. Something horrible.
The problem there is if you let it drop like that, it can hit the bottom and then break the panel.
Right. Oh, you break the gate. I get it.
Yeah,
the panel. I mean, I remember and knew that.
It just like opens like a door like that and then drops back down. Yeah,
but if you drop it down, you're going to... smash
and then that means water's going to get through and it ain't going to work.
So that little marker on the bottom right where it says sill and the white line, that's your warning.
That's where if you pass that and the water starts to drop, you're
back half of your boat will stay in the air. And then you won't have a boat for much longer.
Yeah, well, you will. It'll just take you a long time to get it back.
It's all coming back in the dim and distant memory now. So the ones that you're opening on the side are the ground paddles, aren't they?
Oh, sounds like it. They'd be in the ground.
And the lock paddles, yeah. And I think from what... It all gets more complicated because if you open the lock gate ones at the wrong time, you can drown a boat in the one beneath you. So you've got...
You always do the gate first and the ground second and slowly and something like
that.
I'm glad you were there.
Oh, yeah, because if there's a boat in that one, you suddenly open the floodgate on them.
And the ones at the side, you have to wait for it to rise up above the thing so it doesn't...
Yeah. Okay.
All kinds of shenanigans.
Yeah.
Must be a flattering pickup shot, this.
Yep.
I mean, I can see this... the promotional still in my mind's eye.
Oh yeah, that's the thumbnail right there. That's 100. Thank you. That is 100% the thumbnail. You're with welcome. That face. Thank you. But I never take like the thumbnail face photos, and y'all don't either. And that's fine. That's good. That feels right. That is 100% the thumbnail face. Yeah. Absolutely.
When was it built?
What, my thumbnail face?
Yeah.
I just made it up on the spot.
No, hey. I mean, and also the canal is 18th century.
Gary, I got told we were going now and started pushing a thing. Even the lady from the canals didn't tell me because I started doing shtick the moment I arrived.
I'm just trying to appreciate the engineering.
It was wonderful. Yeah. I had a lovely time.
To help out this episode, shall I get the Wikipedia article?
No, absolutely not. That's another format, Matt.
In theory, should be able to move
things,
but
yeah, it's perfectly
balanced.
Some of them are
not quite as balanced as
you might want. At least you're going downhill. Yeah. It's no harder going uphill, though. Like, for the boat.
Running up the bastard thing, winding.
All right, Kate Bush.
Running up the bastard thing.
I had that in my head, and then you finish the sentence. I'm going for a swing anyway.
Yep.
Running up that bastard hill.
Winding in the wind.
it's just about a canal holiday.
It's Kate Hedge.
How you feeling?
Glad I'm going down.
Hey.
Yeah. You sit on your feet now.
Just watch yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, the World Series of Canal Boat Drag Racing. You would.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get disqualified if you make too much of a wake and disturb the water bowls on the side. Oh.
The ground paddles out of action on this side, so you just stand and watch.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, this one was different.
Opinion.
Yeah, that one was really cool, because the other one, obviously, it's a bit nebulous.
Yeah.
That one opens a triangle at the bottom as the plank moved to form a triangle.
Oh, cool.
That one's cool. It's all bubbling up from underneath. Very prehistoric, isn't it, that side?
Wow.
Yeah. As you say, it's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water and a lot of turbulence. A lot of stuff that'll kill you if you go the wrong way.
A lot of coming this way, going, yeah.
The gates are leaking quite badly.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tall one as well, isn't it?
It was getting a bit damp.
Be right with you.
Well done,
there
you go.
Thank you.
Nice one.
Wave on the paper. That was why I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
That sweat stain on the bike was why I wanted to do it, because I wanted to know about that. As you say, sort of from that historical perspective, what was it like to do this?
How much work it is.
Yeah, you know, what was it like being a bargeman?
Because that's pre-trucking. Everything got everywhere on canals in the UK.
Well, canals, then trains.
Yeah.
Then the 19...
All of the coal for the power stations and everything came in. Yeah. All industry, all of boxes of knives.
Can we get a cut there with a flashback?
They were doing coal to power stations by canal, but I think they still might do some of it now, but certainly in the 70s and 80s they were still doing canal
This was
deliveries.
The 1870s.
Yeah.
When Gary was in his 20s, you know.
Yeah. But it's just, that's just stone and wood and gravity and water. That's all that is. It's just
not
it's
necessarily
just wood,
in
gravity
that
gravity and water. Then
go to the steering. Not really. Nothing without a steering wheel anyway.
Skimmer steering it now,
though. Yeah.
Straight down the middle.
and keeping that going where you want it.
Where you want it, but straight down the middle.
Oh, I see. So,
nice and straight.
Both of those things.
Absolutely. So, literally, 9 times out of 10, you are making very
small adjustments.
Yep. Keep the boat nice and straight.
Very small adjustments.
And you'll notice I'm just holding it like that.
And if you want it to go up, you pull that lever and it just...
No, if you want it to go up, you leave one end overhanging.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah.
What makes this very pleasant, because you're not rushing, are you?
Absolutely, forced relaxation.
Yeah.
That is slow.
Yeah.
That's you know, that's flat out, that's a solid 4 knots.
Oh, I remember, I'd say, I've done this sort of thing once. And one of our number was off washing steam trains in Llangollen or something like that. I was like, he's not.
Oh, did you do the Chirk Viaduct?
I did.
Pontyhyd, I believe it's called, isn't
it? We did both. Anyway, he's like, if I'm not back in time, just leave without me. Because he just has to walk fast at a decent speed. And he just catches up with us half an hour later.
I remember once did a holiday on Norfolk Broads, and there was one point where it went from 4 miles an hour to 8.
Oh.
Take it to sea, Mr. Murdoch. And actually, at that point, you just can't handle it. That's just too fast.
That's a bit much.
It's just too fast.
No wonder I've never had an interest in any of this. This flight is slow for me.
Once you're going slow, it's so hard to tell which way you're drifting, isn't it?
So, back up now.
Back up now, but I'm driving.
All right, so you got... So is it volunteers up top moving the locks now?
Yeah.
Is it? All right.
So when you start to feel this,
water's going to push you back.
Right.
So it's going to turn a little bit, and then it's going to probably push you forward again as well. So all you're doing is just
try and get over the feel and
keeping yourself steady.
Those gates are like off something off Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Look at the size of them.
Oh, we're going... I can feel it now.
You can see the sill.
You see
just
the
there.
Sill.
Yeah. That's the thing your boat will get caught up on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is actually less dangerous going up if you think about it, because you can't catch it.
Yeah.
By the time you can get onto it, you're already going the right way.
So the sill is like the bottom of the lock
above,
front.
Oh, which enables the gates to seal. Yeah.
Utterly nerve wracking.
Gonna owe you a coat of dark blue on that front corner. wrong way.
Are you done trying to steer?
I watched him take up the other ones because I chicken out in a minute. Because it's moving that much, as you say, it's that way to water. You see that? No, something must be going wrong here. I must not be doing this. No, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. it bounces about a bit and you deal with it.
And when you've got two boats next to each other, it's going to steady.
Yeah, no, I'm like this across the lock.
I just can't take it anymore. I handed it back to the professionals.
For clarity, the bit where I was catty-cornered all the way diagonally across the lock, is that a thing that happens or is that amateur hour?
It happens. We'll give you that.
Right. I don't think I take it every time it bumps and reverberates through the whole boat. It's like...
That's poaching.
Yeah.
That's
I just don't think I'm ready for it. We're going to jump off and get some more shots. I will either catch up with you a couple up or we'll see you at the top for a big thank you.
No problem.
Mark's out of 10.
I'll give you a solid 9.
Oh, lies. I'm starting to feel better. It's a little bit stewer.
God, those gates hold back so much.
That's the thing that surprises me. The shot earlier from inside the boat, it's that high up, but you can see the edge of the one you're in. So that one really has to come down really shallow.
That's why I went to these ones, because you can do, like, there's runs of like 30 and 40.
But then you're just doing the same
thing. But they're all through Shropshire or wherever, and they all drop about 8 foot.
Yeah.
This is hundreds of feet in 5 shots.
I've seen the ones on Regent's Canal in London with a little...
Yeah.
I've never seen them that big before.
I feel less bad now. Even the professional started on the left. I did that.
Oh, the current going past.
Yeah.
It's that's what it is. It's just the way it moves. What feels like it, or what on flat water feels like it's a big solid boat, and there's this fraction of what's above you being let out, and it's getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boats aren't designed to deal with any current because it's a canal.
Yeah.
It's just. Yeah. Flat-bottomed, it doesn't have to deal with anything because the water just doesn't do
very,
anything.
Very little keel and...
Sorry, yeah. I've got the Queen song flat-bottomed boats going around.
Ever got of your swing, Bridge?
Oh! My inner 8-year-old just exploded the second I saw this, so yeah. I had to have a go.
You might want to give it a little bounce.
Oh, just to get it on the balance. And...
Yeah, that's it. Now, if you start to catch it, that's it. Be nice and slow now. Keep on letting it go. It'll just go nice and slow.
Great. It's on a perfect pivot, so you actually just bounce a little bit to lift it off the other end and get it spinning. Cool. Completely manual. I loved it.
Thank you for everything that you've done today. Thank you for everything you do every day. To be honest, I have had a lovely time in West Yorkshire, and I'll probably be coming back.
Excellent.
So as I've just done a big thank you to Canals and Rivers, I also have to say a big thank you to Carl from Silsden Boats, who let me bounce his boat around a stone chamber earlier and has been lovely about it the whole day. Thank you very much.
No, glad you enjoyed
it. And let you know when it's on.
Fantastic, thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it.
Hey!
That's it. We're done. Ended on that. We're all good. That's our show.
I've never seen anyone eat an ice cream like a sausage roll before.
I was deliberately hamming it up, but...